Alrighty, perfect. Can I just start with your name, your spelling, and your official title, please?
Sure. So my name is Vicki McKenna. It's V-I-C-K-I, McKenna, M, small c, capital K-E-N-N-A. I'm a registered nurse, and I'm the provincial vice president with the Ontario Nurses.
Okay, great. So in the press release from QHC, it said that the unions, as well as ONA, that there's a few weeks before these cutbacks are finalized. So in the few weeks that the Ontario Nurse Association has, what do you plan on doing, or what are you going to be doing to prepare or to fire back?
Well, certainly there's a number of things that will that are in play. So certainly under the collective agreement, there's mechanisms that take place in regard to loss of work. So that's a contractual issue that we'll deal with, and that's in play. But I think the other thing that's more important and what the leaders there and the nurses there are most concerned about is the loss of registered nursing. Certainly hours, that means jobs, but mm-hmm. but more importantly, it means hours of registered nursing care that are lost to these communities. They have been cut and cut and cut, and they can't believe that they're being cut again. They can't go any, cannot believe they're as low as they are in their ratios, and then now that it's even going to be worse. The workloads are tremendous. The complexity of the patients and the residents that they're caring for are very high. People are in today. I mean, most people know this. If you're in hospital today, you're in hospital because you're sick. Mm-hmm. Nobody is in hospital for long periods of time convalescing anymore. It's sort of, here's your hat, what's your hurry? And so the people need, you know, when they need a hospital bed, they need a hospital bed, and their situation is serious, and they need the care of registered nurses at their bedside. And it's not only disappointing, it's really sad that today, in 2015, here we are continuing to cut what we believe to be one of the most critical healthcare providers in our system, which are registered nurses. And it's enough already. They need to stop this. I know hospital budgets are tight, but their business is caring for people, and that should be first and foremost in their minds.
Okay. In the press release the Ontario Nurse Station let out, it said less registered nurses means less safe patient care. Can you explain that?
Yeah, what we know and more research is being released all of the time, but the research consistently shows that a loss of registered nurses and an increase in patient assignments, for instance, to a registered nurse increases the complication rates of patients and extends their length of stay. They have more problems recuperating or recovering from surgeries, for instance, or a big health event. So what that's taught, and it makes, you know, when you think about it, the reality is if a nurse had, say, four patients or five patients, and now they're going to be given six or seven or more, they're going to have less time to spend not only assessing patients, but caring for them, you know, working with their families, teaching and preparing people for discharge, all of those things that are a part of their everyday work. So when you add more and more to that, there's less and less time to do it, and that's where the danger falls, and that's where the safety issues can arise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One thing that the QHC mentioned in their press release is that the direct hours of contact may be raised, even though less registered nurses are going to be in contact, because they expect more kind of the RPNs and the PSWs will be doing more. Do you have like a response to that? Because it seems like the ONA is suggesting that it's not like that. It won't be a better patient care with less mm-hmm. registered nurses.
Right. But I don't know exactly what their ratios are and how many new individuals they're bringing in uh-huh. or additional people, essentially, or bodies. We had also heard that there has been a reduction in the registered practical nurses as well, the RPNs. Mm-hmm. I don't know their numbers, and we don't represent them so much. But the reality is that registered nurses have the skill, ability, training, and education to care for people's health that is more complex and less predictable. Mm-hmm. And I am not. We need personal support workers in our healthcare system. We need registered practical nurses, absolutely. But it's about where people are positioned or where they are assigned to work. And as I said earlier, the complexity and the caring care of patients that's required in hospitals in Ontario today tends to be more complex and more unpredictable than ever before. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's lots of room for all of us in the healthcare system, no matter what designation we are, right? You know, physicians, nurses, nurse practitioners, like all of us. But it's about having the proper people at the bedsides of people whose health requires a more intensive observation if their condition is unpredictable. This is really the issue at hand, I think, is the care levels that are needed. It's nice to have more. It's always nice to have more people to help or to care, or to care for people. But the reality is you need people who are trained and have the education for the care needs that are required by these people.
Okay. So with, let's say, more RPNs and more PSWs will be around, do you think that there's something that may suffer from this, like due to a lack of education, per se, from RN to the RPN level? Could you, like, maybe give me a specific?
No, I can't give you a specific because I don't know the units that they're talking about. I think
right.
They're making some really big statements.
Yeah.
As I said before, we need everybody in the system working and working at their, you know, certainly at their scope for the patients that they're appropriately to be caring for. And we know, and the research shows, where people's conditions are less predictable, more complex, you need a registered nurse at the bedside. Situations, I mean, we're dealing with individuals here, so conditions can change really quickly. Mm-hmm. So, I don't want to get into, and I'm not, a turf war, and I'm not going to do that because we need all healthcare providers in our system, but it is about the appropriateness of our care providers and that those decisions are made very carefully in consideration of the environment that people are working in, the complexity of the patients that they're caring for, and the skill and ability of the people that are the healthcare providers. That is, in our view, always at least a three-step process before you make decisions like that. Our leaders and the staff in Quinte don't believe that that has happened in all cases, that this is purely budget-driven.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One of the reductions, I believe, is in beds, or the amount of time patients will be able to spend in a bed. And I believe you touched on this in the beginning of the interview, that long-term patients may be the ones to suffer most. Can you just touch on that a bit more?
I'm not sure that I said exactly that, but what I was saying, that people, when you reduce the number of registered nurses in a facility, the research shows that people tend to stay in hospital longer and have a higher complication rate. That's kind of what the research shows. Their situation, if they're reducing the number of beds, it moves to the situation I might have described earlier, where patients are not convalescing in hospital. Once the health event or the surgery is over, people are being discharged very quickly, and they're not convalescing or recuperating in hospital. They tend to be moved to the community or to their home. That is a difference in our healthcare system today. So people are able to, are not afforded the opportunity or the chance to recover in hospital. It's kind of like, here's your hat, what's your hurry, right?
Okay.
So that is what we see happening in many hospitals, where people are, your surgery's on Tuesday, we believe you will take 36 hours to recover, and then you're expected to go home. And let's hope nothing changes. You don't fall off that little care pathway. But as I said, these are people that we're dealing with.
Uh-huh.
People are individuals. People recover differently. There's subtle changes in people's health, and that we believe in many cases requires the observation and assessment of registered nurses when the situation is not predictable and when their health is complex. So.
Absolutely.
I know it's not an easy, this isn't an easy discussion,
mm-hmm.
Some people like to turn it into a turf war between RNs and RPNs and RPNs
right.
and PSWs and all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
and I kind of get why that people are saying that, because they're saying, well, what's the difference?
Yeah.
There is a difference, and the difference is with, you know, is back to this complexity and predictability of patients' health. And if people or patients are always put in the center of the decision about what care providers they need
mm-hmm.
or are needed, then we're, I believe, more likely to be right rather than how many dollars do we have to spend. And that's what I fear drives so many of these decisions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
In the press release that Quinty Healthcare gave out, they said that 39 positions are proposed to be cut. Do you know where that would come from first, or where in general? Like, would administration be a target?
Don't know of any admin positions. What I was told, I've been told, is that for Quinty, for the registered nurses that we represent, there's 30 full-time and 38 part-time positions. Now, the full-time positions on average work just shy of 2,000 hours in a calendar year. And then part-time positions can vary a little bit. Some of them are sort of like half-time or a third-time, and they're all a little bit different. But that's using the information we have, that's where we came up with the 88,000 hours of RN care that's going to be lost. We know that the units involved are the medical units in Trenton and Belleville, Bancroft, and Picton. We heard there's more cuts coming that haven't been announced in our intensive care units as well, and the operating room and emerge departments, their rehab units. Like, it is pretty broad right across all organizations and all units. It doesn't seem that any are going to be left untouched.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so one last question that I just want to touch on, and you touched on a little bit earlier, but I just want to make sure I have a full understanding. One thing that they mentioned in the press release is that they're going to be having more team-based oriented patient care, so that they're going to be asking registered nurses, RPNs, and PSWs to be doing more for patient care with the less hours. And you were saying that this results in less patient or worse patient care because you don't get as much time. Can you just touch on that just a bit more so I have a better understanding?
Well, I don't know much about the model that you're talking about exactly. I actually haven't seen their press release, but what I know is that there'll be less registered nurses providing care to the same number of patients, is what we understand. So, and certainly, you know, you may have more people around doing specific tasks, for instance, but the overall assessments of the patients is done primarily by registered nurses. So no matter how you cut it, if you have fewer registered nurses caring for patients than you had, you know, yesterday, they have less time to spend doing that. Now, the employer, I don't know what they're suggesting other than the fact they think they'll have more people in at the bedside doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And the registered practical nurses certainly have a big role to play, and that they certainly have lots of training that will be able to support the care of the patients,
uh-huh.
as does the PSWs doing certain tasks. But it's a little bit unclear. I don't know much about what they're talking about exactly, but, you know, you can, I don't know, it just, anyway, it's a bit vague to me, and I didn't know that, and I haven't read their press release, so I can't, I mean, they're the ones to ask, I guess, how they do the math on that.
For sure,
yeah.
I agree. It is a little bit vague. I was just wondering if you had something to say about it.
No, I didn't hear that from the leaders there. They weren't telling me about a change in model so much like it, like how the employer is describing it.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't hear that today.
Okay, yeah. You know, if you get your hands on their press release, it's just, it's in there, and I just...
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's good to know. That's great to know.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you would like to add? Do you think that I just have a lack of understanding or anything like
that?
Well,
I think the big thing is that we've, You know, we've been just losing hundreds of positions across this province over the last couple of years, and this is budget time for hospitals, and we're hearing of layoffs all over the province once again. And you know, the low-hanging fruit, like there's been such budget tightening in Ontario's hospitals, and in some cases, rightfully so. The money absolutely has to be spent on patient care and at the front line. And we don't see evidence of that all of the time. Where we see are the cuts at the front line, which is disturbing. And the other piece is we know hospitals have not been given any increase in budget and not even to maintain inflationary rates. So we know it's hard, and we know people are, you know, there's good people out there really trying to make this work, but it is becoming and is increasingly difficult to be able to maintain a good, you know, quality of care if the cuts are at the front line where the health care is provided.
Right.
And that's what we see evidence of each day.
Okay. Will the ONA be suggesting cuts in non-frontline areas, or is there any specific idea that you want to be bringing forward to them in the next couple of weeks?
I think what we say to the employers is take a look across this organization and where are there activities or things that are being done that don't necessarily touch patients or don't, you know, there are, if you get into the details of the operations of many of these facilities, you'd kind of be surprised sometimes about some of the activities that may not actually make an impact or really truly make a difference, or that there's efficiencies in some of that back office. There always needs to be an administrative structure, and when I say back office, you know, ancillary service stuff that always needs to be done and can't be discounted as not being important either. But what we're saying is we're in the business of looking after patients. I mean, that's our job. And if the only cuts you're doing are with the people that are doing that, there's something wrong with this picture. I would not want any, I don't like people to lose their job no matter what they do. You know, we're a union. We represent more than 60,000 people across this province who work in healthcare, primarily mostly nurses, absolutely, and nurse practitioners. But the reality is that, you know what, the cuts should not always, the cuts consistently are at the front line, and there's something wrong with that picture.